Welcome to the Grant Writing Seminar with your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore on WGCR.FM.
Greetings. I'm Dr. Eurydice Moore, the Grant Writer for Safe Haven Community Skills Center, a non-for-profit 501c3 corporation located in the East Garfield community on the west side of Chicago, Illinois. Safe Haven provides alternative educational services. We provide skill-based training in case management, grant writing, non-for-profit management, and faith-based counseling. The grant writing seminar will focus weekly on grant writing services, grant writing workshops, grant-related services, and an opportunity to attain a certification in grant writing. This half hour, we have in the studio the Executive Director of Safe Haven Community Skills Center, Ms. Rita McClendon, and our sponsor for this half hour, Mrs. Rolanda Pruitt. The continuation of this show will be hosted and based on your response. You may send a contribution to Safe Haven at Post Office Box 241174, Chicago, Illinois 60624. All contributions are tax deductible. If you have a comment or question, you may email me at EurydiceMoore@yahoo.com, EurydiceMoore@yahoo.com. You may spell Eurydice, EURYDICE. You can even fax me with responses at 773-638-5003. Please let me know that you are listening to this radio show. Our subject today is scholarship. This is the moment that you've been waiting for. I've been telling you it was coming. And we're going to have scholarship information given to you by Mrs. Rolanda Pruitt. Now, on the last show, I mentioned to you that God had blessed me with an associate degree in medical lab technology, a bachelor in health, a master in human services administration, a master in education, a doctorate in theology, a doctorate in biblical study, and a doctorate in pastoral counseling. And he also had blessed me with an opportunity to receive an advanced certificate in entrepreneur management and education. And how much did I pay for it? $165. Yes, $165. How was this possible? This was made possible through scholarship, government grant, funded program, tuition reimbursement, and job benefits. But our focus today is on scholarship. So we're going to open up the show with Mrs. Rolanda Pruitt. Hi, Mrs. Pruitt. Thank you for coming on the show. And I know it was a fight to get here.
Yes, it was.
We're both laughing because when I got up this morning, the right side of my arm was hurting. And you know, they say that might be a sign of a heart attack. And I just said, I don't have time to have a heart attack. Then Mrs. Pruitt called me to let me know what?
The water bursted in my building.
Okay. Out of all the days, it didn't burst yesterday or last week. It chose today.
Yes.
The day that you... And then my heart fell because I was like, oh, no, she's going to cancel out. She's going to cancel out. I've been telling the people that she's coming with some very valuable information. And the man of God, Mr. Pruitt, thank you for letting the Mrs. come. He told her to go forth in her ministry and bless the people of God. Now, Mrs. Pruitt wrote a very interesting scholarship book, Fund Me Please, scholarship book for the seriously broke scholar, author Mrs. Rolanda Pruitt. And it has 6 chapters to it. And if you're interested in purchasing this book, you can contact her for order at 773-616-0173, 773-616-0173, or you can go online at www.ramaempowermentcenter.com, www.ramaempowermentcenter.com. Rhema is spelled R-H-E-M-A. Empowerment, E-M-P-O-W-E-R-M-E-N-T, Center, C-E-N-T-R-E.com. We're not going to delay the time, but Mrs. Pruitt has shared some testimonies, and she's going to tell us how did she get into this scholarship book, and she's going to give us a little background on herself and Rhema Empowerment.
Well, Rhema Empowerment Center wasn't given to me by God because he told me to write the vision and make it plain. So I made it plain before the people so that they'll know exactly what I do, which is community resources. I help those who cannot find resources that are available, that are they can't see, but I'm able to go out there and search for it and look for it too, so I can be able to tell others about it. Well, the scholarship book came about when, for those who, students, parents are looking for scholarships, and the counselors weren't able to go out there and find different resources for the students. So I became to know, then to find out that I wanted to be the resource center. So to help the counselors out with the students. So that's how this book came about, to help the counselors and lessen their workload as well. That's the reason why the scholarship book is so valuable now. And also to help them to better prepare the student for college. That's the reason why the book was written at this time, so they wouldn't have to do anything at the last minute. Within this book, it has everything step by step that you may be looking for in scholarships, or either trying to prepare for the scholarship research. Well, I would want to tell you about Rhema Empowerment Center for a short period of time. Well, Rhema Empowerment Center does various things. They help out with grant information, grant resources, federal grant information, as well as starting up your own businesses. So this is a very important aspect of Rhema.
Yeah, I like the credit repair program that you have. A lot of people, they want grants, but they have bad credit. And there's a trend going where funders are now checking organization credit status as well as the board of directors. They're checking the board credit.
Yes.
So, you know, and I like how you have this credit repair program. Can you share with our listeners about that program?
As far as the credit repair is concerned, that is the biggest aspect of Rhema, and even starting up your own business versus a for-profit or non-for-profit. That's the thing, that's the missing key that many people are not telling the people how to. You can have a vision, but if you don't know how to start it or where to look for, the biggest thing, the whole key to it is the credit. You don't have any capital, or your score is very low, we got to try to help you to bring the score up. So that's the reason why that would be the third book that I've written for
yeah,
those who
busy.
Need it. Yes.
Yeah. So, the scholarship book. Now, what I like about this book is the testimony. So often we go out and we purchase books, and it tells us things to do, and many consumers have ran into a dead end.
Yes.
Or the information is outdated, and therefore they don't receive any scholarships. But your book is unique, is that you have testimonies at where people have actually benefited from the book. Now, can you share those testimonies with us, please?
Yes. The first person, her name is Miss Brandy. She was a high school student, honor student, and she was looking for grants. So I was able to go online or find a resource to help her. And it only took me 2 months to help her to find it.
Wow.
And she finally got that contact through me. And she was awarded $1,000 for scholarships. And the other person, her name is Miss Felicia Shakespeare, and she was awarded over $12,000.
Wow.
For a master's degree program, as well as a stipend, and also a job after that she finished with the program.
Wow, that's amazing, because yes. Usually, this is a surprise to me, because I know that there's resources, scholarship for undergrad,
yes.
But you actually have in your book information that can be used on the graduate level?
Yes. I have the four-year, and the master's degree level.
Wow.
So this book is designed for those particular age groups or the years that are in college. The seniors, those who would have decided they want to do. And that's what it's basically for.
Wow, that's good. Okay. Now you have this broken up in 6 chapters. First approach, second approach, third approach, fourth, fifth, and then concluding with references. So we're going to briefly discuss each section. Those testimonies are good. In chapter 1, you state initial preparation. What is meant by initial preparation?
That's the information that you will need in order to obtain the scholarship. You have to have different qualifications for the person who is wanting, where you're going to get the scholarship from. You have to have recommendations, the GPA, transcripts, and things of that sort, so that you can prepare to send the application out to the different funders. That's the information that they definitely require you before you have to complete the application.
Okay. Now, what about grade point average? Does that play a factor in attaining scholarships?
Yes, it does. Majority of the colleges want you to have a 2.5 or better. Don't be misinterpreted by it, because some people, they end up with scholarships that have a 2.3 or below. Because they ever see that they have that potential, but never get thrown off on those numbers.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up. Now, scholarship, I was under the impression that would be for just the top 10 students. Would you have to be in the top 10 to attain scholarships?
Some of them want you to be, but majority, no, you wouldn't have to. I don't want to put out those who have been putting the initiative in trying to obtain the scholarship. But you also should want to pursue and get in a 3.0 or better, so that you can get this money, so that you wouldn't have to have your parents come out of their pocket with, you know, all, because the cost of going to college now is quite high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know it's high, yes. Because my godson, I have a godson that graduated from St. Xavier, and he owed the school $40,000. And that was just for an undergrad degree.
Yes. Now he wants you to, as soon as you get there, now this is the new scenario of wanting you to take out loans before you get to the federal financial aid.
Wow.
The state, whatever state that you're in, there is financial aid for it. But set aside from the regular federal aid, we have two types within the state of Illinois, and along with other grants that they have not announced, which is also in the book. That's why I'm
alright. So get the book.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm delighted with this, because it's something that you can use. Now, There are different types of scholarships now. Academic and, I believe, merit. Sometimes funders give scholarship based just on the grade point average. And then some, I have read some scholarship information where it said based on financial need or whatever, hardship. Sometimes students have hardship and they can qualify for a scholarship even though their grade point average isn't that great. Is that true?
That is true. But it's like very slim to find those out.
Oh, okay. Very, very slim. You want to do your best in school.
Yes, you do.
And parents, you want to really push your child, you know, to really study hard. And don't wait till the junior year to do good. Each year of high school is important. That freshman year is important.
Yes, it is. Don't skip one grade, because then you have to pay catch up. Then you be like, oh, no, I got to put this information out. I got to get these scholarships in. Mm-hmm. No, you should be thinking about that in the beginning of your senior year. Mm-hmm. At the end of your junior year, finding out what you want to do and how you want to go about and pursuing it. Because if you wait to the last minute, you will not have anything. Mm-hmm. So even for the parents, I know that you have to take out of your busy schedule and help your child out, because I know now the council's like wore out.
Yeah, because, you know, in some of these high school, you have one counselor taking care of the freshmen and sophomore. Then you have another counselor that's doing juniors and seniors. Plus, they're over the testing. Well, you have been listening to WGCR.FM, the Grant Seminar, your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore. Welcome back to the Grant Seminar. And we're going to have an announcement now.
Our sponsors for this half hour is Rhema Empowerment Center. That's Rhema Empowerment Center and Mrs. Rolanda Pruitt. If you're interested in being a one-time sponsor, monthly sponsor, or a guest sponsor, please call us at 773-407-5372. Safe Haven Community Skills Center has a grant clinic. You may be a grant writer or have grant questions. Email Dr. Moore and your question will be answered on the air. You may email us at EurydiceMoore@yahoo.com. If you're interested in a consultation, grant workshops, or becoming a certified grant writer, or if you would like to book Dr. Moore for a speaking engagement, call 773-407-5372. If you're interested in purchasing the LI, which is the letter of intent, and LQ, which is the letter of inquiry of proposal letter writing, please call 773-407-5372 or go to our website at 1010skillcenter.com, which is numerically 1010skillcenter.com. You may contact Mrs. Rolanda Pruitt, our guest sponsor, to purchase a copy of Fund Me Please scholarship book for the Seriously Broke Scholar at 773-616-0173. You may contact Mrs. Rolanda Pruitt, our guest sponsor, to purchase a copy of Fund Me Please scholarship book for the Seriously Broke Scholar at 773-616-0173.
All right. Fund me, please. I'm broke. I need money for school. How often have we heard that? I have ran into people, into clients that needed funding for their children. Well, this is the book of the hour. So, welcome back, and we're going right back into our discussion. Now, I was surprised in reading that many times resumes are required. Resumes, cover letters. Oh, sound like a job to me.
Scholarships are a job. yes. Majority of the time that they do want you to write out what kind of background that you have, extracurricular activities and things of that sort, so they can put you in a get some kind of background on you, so they can see where what scholarships fit you or what they can also offer as well as scholarships. So they will want you to make sure that you have what it takes to be offered the scholarship at that time.
Mm-hmm. Now, in chapter 2, you mentioned interest and attribute checklist and essay preparation. Scholarship program, the board is interested in their interests and essays. They want you to write essays?
Yes, basically with essays, majority of the scholarships, the funders want you to see how well your writing skills are. Mm. Probably about 95% of them will want you to write an essay on different subjects and topics just to see how you write. Mm. Which is a good idea, because also it also prepares you, because you're going to be writing many, many papers. You're going to be up all night long, mm-hmm, doing papers and
making that
research papers
and everything. So it does prepare you for college, in any other endeavor, because you will be writing whatever career you're going to be in.
You will be writing.
You will be writing. I'm telling you, I write books.
Now, what about interests and attributes, checklists? What?
Yeah, they just let you know what have you accomplished during your high school years, and what other extracurricular activities have you been in, and things of that sort. And it just give you an outline, a plan as to what you will be doing versus what you have done.
Okay.
That's why it's good to have that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in chapter 3, you stress the importance of letters of recommendation. And who should these letters of recommendation come from?
Basically, they would come from, excuse me, they would come from your teachers.
Oh.
Those teachers that pulled you up on their wing and say, you know.
So you shouldn't be the class clown.
No. they're right on that too. But you always get the ones that have stuck by you and pulled you up and make sure that, you know, they got you in the right path.
Now, are these recommendations academic or character or?
It's both.
Okay.
They want to see how you done academically versus what is your character? How did you present yourself? How did you carry yourself?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're looking for when most scholarships are.
Okay. Now, references roundup. That's an interesting term.
Yeah, the reference is the same thing as your three recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing as that.
Oh, okay. Now, we're looking at chapter 4, and the theme is when awarded. And then you also discuss the ranking system. What is a ranking system?
That system is when the grantor gets different information, they round it up, and they see where category you fit in the scholarship.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they rank you. That's how they determine whether you are approved or not.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So you always look at that one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, in chapter 5, scholarship interviews. Okay. Now, there are some places that will require an actual interview.
Yes, they do.
What are some of the questions, and how should one prepare? It's like looking for a job.
Yes.
You have to be dressed a certain way,
yes.
Carry themselves a certain way.
Be there on time.
Get out the bed.
And see, whether are you pursuing this? Do you want this thing?
Mm-hmm.
That's what they actually looking at. How assertive are you?
Mm-hmm.
Even to get up to the interview, they want to see how you look. They want to see what you're wearing and how you carry yourself. They also have you ask you serious questions so they can make a determination whether you get the scholarship or not still. That's their way of saying, well, a weeding out thing, weeding out the person.
Okay. So what are some of the kinds of questions that may be asked during an interview?
Well, they ask you from your freshman year to your senior
Ooh.
Year, what was your academics GPA?
Mm-hmm.
And they ask you what extracurricular activities have you participated in. They ask you what subjects that you basically like.
Wow. You have been listening to the Grant Writing Seminar. Your host, Dr. Eurydice Moore. And once again, if you would like to get this book, you may contact Mrs. Pruitt at 773-616-0173. Thank you for tuning in.
You've been listening to WGCR.FM.